Good to see you.
We're here at the Patterns and Practices Summit with Phil Hack. How are you, Phil?
Yeah.
How is it working at Microsoft? Do you enjoy it?
Yeah. Well, interns, they get younger.
Do you like it?
Every year, huh?
Okay, I'll see you later. I'll talk to the old man here. How are you, sir?
Good.
How's it going?
Good.
You're on vacation.
Yes, I am.
In the form of paternity. Congratulations.
Well, technically I'm on vacation, but my paternity leave, so I'm taking all of December off.
Dude, that's epic.
Yes.
That's awesome. Hopefully people will remember you when you get back.
I know. They're getting along so well, I feel like I'm expendable already.
Yeah?
Yeah. So I try to insert myself, you know, just question decisions rather than do nothing productive.
Totally. Hey, I was meeting with the team all week long, talking about ASP.NET and doing 4.0 features and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I talked with Brad about areas, and talked with Ilan about validation and stuff like that. And one of the things that was interesting that came up when we started talking to Hunter was we kind of started to get a bigger picture of how things fit into ASP.NET. Like, dynamic data is not like a separate thing anymore. It's kind of everywhere.
Yep.
And I asked Scott Hunter this, but I want to know your opinion and see if you agree with him, because maybe I'll catch you guys in a lie. Was it all a master plan, or did you guys just make it up?
What did Scott say?
Scott said it was a master plan. I mean, that the idea that data annotations and metadata flowing through the system was going to be kind of an expected thing. It was really, it's really interesting, because now we're realizing that kind of ASP.NET is the point.
Yeah.
So that
is definitely part of the master plan. As Brian Goldfarb once told me a long time ago, as we were trying to create our own separate branding for MVC, or I was, it's just a feature, you know, at the time it's just a feature of ASP.NET. Now, we don't really feel necessarily that way, but I think the message came across that it's part of ASP.NET. It's not something, it builds on top of it, and... And a lot of people like to, you know, in their minds, pit the WebForm team versus the MVC team.
Right, like they're fighting regularly.
Yeah, or like they're two separate teams, but we're actually all the same team. We all consider ourselves part of the ASP.NET team.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly there's feature teams that work on features, MVC specifically, or on, you know, core ASP.NET. But for the most part, you know, we see these things as being cross-cutting. So, for example, while we developed routing for MVC initially, we put it in the core framework, and with the ASP.NET 4, we'll have it as part of, we'll have it for web forms.
Yeah.
Things like that. But, so you're talking about, you're interviewing about ASP.NET 4, right, and beta 2?
I was talking about all the new features in 4. We talked about...
So I actually worked on some non-MVC features.
Really?
Yeah.
What did you work on?
One feature I worked on is the new rendering for the menu control.
You know, that's interesting. We met with Martin, and he showed me new rendering for the wizard. And he said that we were basically going through all the controls and changing rendering.
Yeah, so we went through a huge swath of controls and tried to do more correct semantic rendering for ASP.NET 4 by default. So, for example, if you ever take the old menu control in 3.5 and view source, you'll be appalled at what you see. I mean, just a bunch of tables that are dynamically moved in and out. But with the ASP.NET 4, we render out the UL and LI tags. And, you know, I did a lot of research into accessibility, and I don't think we hit every note that we would have liked to hit, but in general, the markup is relatively clean. It's the same menu controls before in terms of we didn't write it from scratch to use a new API, so it's the old API, but the default output is much cleaner and much less.
So in what instances did the default become cleaner versus the default staying the same? Like, for instance, Marcin made the comment that if you have a ASP.NET 2.0 site right now that uses the wizard, it'll keep looking the way it looked when you upgrade. And then you make a switch and you add in, like, layout template or remove tables or things.
Yeah,
in what instances do they stay the same and have the ability to...
What you see when you view the actual page, it's supposed to be the same.
Right.
But the underlying markup is what changed. So for the most part, everything looks the same.
Okay.
It's just the markup is cleaner.
So if I upgrade my 2.0 application, it's not going to break?
In...
For the most part.
For the most part, it won't.
I mean, it is a different CLR. But
there's a flag you can set, and I don't remember the exact name, but you can set it to just use the old rendering so that nothing changes.
Oh, okay.
But if you want to try the new rendering, you can just set the flag that you can add the flag to an existing app. Since that flag won't be there in an existing app, mm-hmm. your app will probably, if you upgrade to 4.0, your app will probably use the old rendering until you add this flag in, which is some sort of rendering mode flag. I don't remember the exact name of it.
And the general idea is that you don't want people to avoid an ASP.NET control because they don't think that it'll do the markup that they want.
Yes, exactly. Okay. And we wanted to give people more control over doing semantic CSS-styled web apps. It's very hard to style a series of tables as a menu, but it's a lot easier to style it as a UL LI tag. Not to mention that screen readers will understand it a lot better as a set of UL and LI tags. With we also added the ARIA, A-R-I-A, which I wish I remember.
Like accessible RIA?
Exactly. It's accessible RIA, actually.
Okay.
So
RIA being
added,
a rich internet application.
Yes. And what we did was we added those attributes that ARIA specifies. So when you generate a menu, for example, the screen reader is not going to understand a bunch of UL and LIs, but it will understand if you say that the role of this or the... I'm blanking here, but you can specify that this is a menu.
Like a primary menu and a secondary menu.
You can say that you can give this metadata on the UL tag that says this is a menu control, and the screen reader will then understand it as a menu.
Very cool. Yeah, that's pretty slick. So this sounds like this actually makes the menu control live longer. You can do more with it. You can do stuff with it you could not do before.
Yeah.
You can probably plug in jQuery plugins and turn the UL LI into all sorts of crazy stuff.
Much more scriptable using client script now.
Very cool. So this is an interesting thing, I think, for people who may not know, that when you're a feature PM, you have lots of different features that might not be related at all. Like you just made the...
I'm not a one-trick pony.
Right. You're not just MVC. You did that. So do all the PMs have different diverse roles like that?
Yeah, definitely. Most of the PMs manage more than one. It depends on what level you're at as well. Like if you're a new PM, you might just have one feature at a time. As a more experienced PM, you're expected to manage multiple feature crews at the same time. So another thing I worked on for ASP.NET 4 that I'm real excited about, because I think it could have a really big impact on how ASP.NET applications are written, assuming if we're successful, is the new auto or the HTML encoding syntax.
Right. Yeah, this is cool. So this is instead of an equals, a colon for,
yeah.
Is that right?
Yep. So the idea behind it was there's a lot of feedback that we should change less than percent equals, which is the code block syntax for doing response.write, that we should change it to HTML encode by default. And so we debated heavily in the team, and what we came up with was rather than changing the existing syntax and potentially leading to confusion, we would do this is kind of a new for Hanselman.
It's a first. I'm going to have to interview my son next on Hanselman.
Yeah. So this is Cody. He's going to be the next generation ASP.NET developer, right?
Hello.
All right. In any case,
so the code blocks now, the
so if you use a less than percent colon, it will do HTML encode by default. But one thing that's great about it is we also introduced a new interface called iHTML string,
mm-hmm.
as well as a concrete class called the MVC, or sorry, HTML string. And the idea behind it is that it's a way that you can, framework authors and library authors can express their intent that whatever their method returns is already sanitized for HTML. So if you think about like an HTML helper like Textbox, we already HTML encode all the attributes, and the whole point of that is to return HTML markup.
Mm-hmm.
So you wouldn't want less than percent colon to double to encode it yet again.
Right, right.
Because then you would get double encoded markup. So with the less than percent colon, we introduced this interface that tells the new syntax, don't encode.
So it's a marker interface.
It actually has some method on it, to HTML string, but
mm-hmm.
it's essentially that.
My
I'm your daddy.
My daddy.
He's getting possessive.
Who's this guy? Who's this guy here? Who's that guy?
Yeah, I'm daddy. So the goal is that what I hope is that with all new samples for ASP.NET 4, that anytime you'd want a response.write anything into a view,
mm-hmm.
that you'd use less than percent colon. and that the next generation, you know, a lot of people might say, well, that doesn't really help a lot with the existing apps, but the next generation of web developers building on top of ASP.NET 4 and above will hopefully never know about less than percent equals because you just won't need it anymore.
Very cool.
So you'll always use less than percent colon.
Awesome. Well, thanks a lot, Phil. I will let you get back to your junior PM here. See you later, Cody. Bye.
Cody, say bye-bye.
See you later. Call me.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Call me.